All right, check, check. All right, we're back. My name is Jen Dufresne. Welcome. Today we are going to do a 30-minute interval workout. We're going to start with a nice 8-minute warm-up. And then we are slowly going to build into some intervals, timed with some recovery built in between. This workout could be done by a walker. It could be done by a runner. All paces are welcome here. So we're going to get things started here. I want you guys, if you're ready, to go ahead and get your watch set up on your Garmin or your Strava. If that's not something that you care about, then don't worry about it. The only thing that I say is, if you decide to do this a workout again, I would challenge you to try and get your mileage to be a little bit longer time over time. So it's a good way to use a metric to see how far you can go in that 30 minutes versus how far you could go the last time. If you're not worried about that right now, don't worry about it, okay? So I'm gonna go ahead and get my watch going. I'm gonna go ahead and start. And I'm gonna go ahead and start with a nice little walk. So if you're a runner and you wanna go ahead and start your jog, I want you to be at an easy pace. So something very conversational that you could hold for a decent amount of time, right? So again, we're gonna spend 8 minutes warming up. Super easy to start, and we'll build in. And we're actually gonna continuously move for this 30 minutes. So we're not gonna stop and rest and stand, but rather we're gonna get you on your interval, which is gonna be an up to low pace. And then we're gonna slow down, and on that slow down, you're either gonna jog or you're gonna walk. So whatever that recovery is in between your intervals today is the pace that you're going now. So since I'm walking, I'm gonna go ahead and walk in between my intervals today. So you're setting that intention early in the workout. I don't want you to start too hard, because trust me, even in 30 minutes, we can freaking crush stuff. So the goal today is consistency. The goal today is seeing how hard we can push those intervals while not changing our pace and not having to change the way that we recover. So your recovery shouldn't be that much slower, and you shouldn't have to walk if you've been jogging. You kind of get my drift, right? All right, so I'm already at like a minute and 15 seconds of walking here. I'm gonna transition straight into a jog shortly. If you are not ready for that, or you are gonna walk this workout out, we're just gonna continue to increase our pace. So don't go your max walk pace in the first 8 minutes. Love this song. All right, so we got about 30 seconds here. Again, while you're in that walk, or even if you're in that jog, that slow jog, maybe you drive the shoulders up towards your shoulders up to your ears. You relax, you pull those shoulders forward, you shake the arms out. Maybe even stop and just grab the knee, pull it up to the chest. Switch legs if you're ready. And I'm just gonna go ahead and smooth sail right into that jog. So nice and easy. So the impact is gonna get a little bit higher for me here. And again, my jog is still easy. So sometimes it takes even like the best runners a little bit of time to wake things up. Maybe the best runners even need to start with that walk. This is your recovery day. I suggest you consider how you want to adjust your pace today, because this is not a recovery run. And we're gonna stay at this jog for about 4 minutes. So I've actually got this great loop for about a 30-minute run. The Green Brothers Juice Run Club out for 3 miles. The Booty Loop in Charlotte. You're gonna get a good variety of downhill, uphill, flat, some scenery, a lot of people. So let's talk about the body. As you warm up, shake out the upper body some. As you run downhill, shake out the arms. Consider your hands. So I'm gonna act like my hands are holding like Pringles. And if you've run with me before, I talk about this, because it's a perfect analogy, right? Imagine you've got a Pringle in your hand and you don't want to crush it. So your hands need to be relaxed enough that you're not going to crush the chip, but they're still up and holding that position, right? So I'm coming in at 4 minutes so far that warm up. Remember, we're going to get about 8 before we do our first interval. So I'll let you run a little bit. I'll check back in the next minute. Start to feel the change in the body. Take the time to smile at somebody today while you're running. Wave hello. Even if they don't want to say it back, you could easily make someone's day just by a simple hello. All right, so pace is not going to change for like another minute and a half. Nice and easy. So if you feel yourself starting to get warm, feel like your pace is slowly starting to increase, just give it a little bit more time. We'll get there. All right, let's hold this pace for another minute. We'll start to increase some things. Usually takes the body between 5 to 10 minutes to really get going. Shake out the upper body one more time. Relax the shoulders. So maybe you're leaning your chest forward slightly. All right, continue on that run. I got your time here. We got about 30 seconds, and then we're gonna increase that speed a little bit faster. So we'll go 2 minutes at a faster tempo, still not at an interval pace. Your interval pace is going to be something like 5K, maybe faster. So if you're used to walking your 5K, maybe you're walking that at a high intensity pace. So your walk will get a little faster, 3, 2, 1, or your jog, right? We're going to go 2 minutes here. So I need you to know, going into this workout, that we're going to go straight into our interval after this 2 minutes is over. So interval pace again is gonna leave you feeling breathless. I'm not gonna talk to you as much because I'm gonna be breathless too. So you got it here. We got about a minute and a half left here. And then we're gonna run that pretty high intensity. So I want you to start to feel like the heart rate is going into the new zone, right? But you want to keep it somewhere below 150. So if you already feel like, oh my God, I'm working so hard, I need you to decrease your intensity, okay? So here we are. Got about a minute left here. Relax the upper body. You can hear me say that a lot. Try and pick the feet up, right? You got it right here. Nice and controlled. 30 seconds, we're going to start that first interval. So remember what interval pace is going to look like. Let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Cop me your chain, your salary spent. Just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money. Interval pace is going to be something that gets you breathless, but something not so breathless that you can't hold it in a jog for your recovery or a walk. So remember how I said I started the workout with a walk? So that's where I'm going to leave the workout when I hit my interval recovery. All right, we are transitioning straight into that interval pace. We'll go 3, 2, 1. You're on, let's go. 2 minutes. So at interval pace, your stride should get a little bit longer. Your arms need to move with your legs. So try to manage that upper body and that torso. Turnover is a little bit quicker. That's 30 seconds. So again, manage your hill or downhill. So if you feel yourself slow down on the downhill or the uphill, I want you to make sure.
Taking fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. Is why they hate and push a button on his bro.
That you try and keep that pace the same. All right, we got about 1 minute left here. I want you to keep moving. Less than 1 minute. Again, pump through this. You should feel breathless. So I know I've got my walk on the other side. You've got that slow recovery jog on the other side. All right, let's go. We got about 30 seconds left here. So keep it moving. Last 20 seconds, keep moving. Walk is coming. You got 15 seconds, let's go. Hey! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, walk it out. Jog it out. That is round one. So we got a minute here. I need you guys to know what's coming. We got 2 minutes. We're on again. We'll walk jog for a minute. And then we're gonna do a longer 4 minute interval one time. Come back down on the other side. 2 minutes on, 1 minute off. So you got about 4 more intervals coming after this one. And then we will cool things down. So you got about 30 seconds. We're going to start that interval number two. So I'm actually heading up a hill. I'm on Queens Road West on the booty loop. And it's going to be hard for me to maintain that pace going uphill, right? So I need you guys to focus on that. Trying to maintain pace knowing you've got that active recovery on the other side. All right, we got 10 seconds left. If you're walking, you're walking at a faster tempo for 2 minutes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. So again, manage your expectation here. It's 2 minutes. Old school. So have fun with this here. Just your interval, control the breath. That's 30 seconds. These are gonna go by quick once we start them. I just waved at somebody. You should too, because you know I'm running around with a headset on. Still waving. All right, I'm breathless. We're good though, let's go. Keep moving. Keep moving. All right, you got 1 minute left. Stay on that drill. Keep that breath going. Keep the arms moving. Keep waving to people. Keep that positive attitude. We'll work through this together. You got about 45 seconds left. So again, you are in control right now. You started too fast. Your goal is just to keep going at this point. All right, 30 seconds. So I don't care if this workout went completely out of the control for you. If you are feeling negative right now, try and find the positive in movement. 20 seconds left. And we're gonna walk this out. All right, 15. Don't stop yet, don't slow down. You got this all the way through. 10 seconds. Again, if you're walking, you'll slow your walk pace down. 5, 4, 3, 2, last one, slow it down. All right, again. 2 intervals down, we got 3 to go. Your longest one is coming. That's gonna be 4 minutes. You're gonna get a longer recovery on the other side. So it's gonna feel long. We're all good. We got this. All right, control the breath. You got about 30 seconds left right here. And we're gonna start that longer interval. So recovery going into this is kind of short. okay? You can still work with this. 15 seconds we're taking off on that interval, 4 minutes. I want you to try and keep the pace the same. So whatever that pace was you started with, let's try and hold it. 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. So it's again, a little windy here today. Now I've got a downhill. I can focus on my turnover going downhill, moving through my arms. Pace right here feels easier than it did running uphill, right? So 4 minutes, you're working with me. Let's go. So if you don't have a device to help you know what your pace is, you're just on at a tempo that feels hard for 4 minutes. Keep it moving forward. You're over 30 seconds in. Trying to look at the watch too much. Trying to look at the clock too much. Just work through the interval. Perfect song. So this music is gonna break for 30. How about you stay on it? That's 1 minute. We got three to go. So whether you're downhill, flat, or uphill, move the arms, try to finish the interval. Even if you have to slow down a little bit. Straight through. Let's go. No sarcasm. I've got the longest downhill ever right now. It's awesome. But I know I'm about to go uphill. So here we go. Dare I say, we're halfway. We got 2 minutes. Let's go. Keep it moving. Keep the legs going forward. Keep the arms moving. Relax the face. So that's a challenge for some people. It's relaxing through the face. Keep it moving on the interval. We got about a minute and 30 seconds left. So in the grand scheme of things, if you are walking, keep that up tempo walk on. Yes. So y'all are willing to challenge yourselves today. I love it. So the real challenge is pushing through the rest of this interval. Working to see where that takes you in total mileage for today, right? So keep moving. We got about a minute and 15 seconds left. Don't let that discourage you. Let that move you forward. Relax the hands. You got it right here. Let's go. All right, last 30 seconds. You're on. So take it straight through this fade, right? We got this beat drop right now. We're transitioning straight into our walk or our jog in about 20 seconds. All right, last 15 seconds, let's go. Keep going, don't let that stop you. Last 8, last 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, walk it out, jog it out. So again, if you started this workout not walking and jogging, I want you to try and jog now, even if it's like a shuffle. Hello, Lizzo, hey. Tired of the... All right, so I'm gonna give you 2 minutes here. Hopefully you're not offended by that music. I'm gonna give you 2 minutes to recover, and then we're gonna do two more intervals. 2 minutes on, 1 minute off. We'll cool it down, and that will be your full 30 minutes, right? So if you're gassed right now, do what you need to do. Have your feeling. That's what we say, right? Think about what you're doing next in a positive way. You've got the opportunity now to get these two intervals in, to get a little bit more mileage in over this 30 minutes, and to recover on the other side. All right, we have 1 minute. We're taking off last two intervals. These are short. You're going to feel significantly shorter. This is an interval workout. Different from a tempo workout. Where you try and push a certain pace building up to. And then you slow things down on the recovery. We're going short on, short off. Heart rate is going to spike. It's going to come back down significantly. So 30 seconds. We are going to hit 2 minutes on. Check my nails. All right, 10 seconds. We're going. You guys are doing great. Be proud of where you're at. Last four, three, two. 2 minutes on, let's go. So move the legs, move the arms with the legs. We're pushing, and I'm actually going uphill again. Running straight up, let's go. Feeling good as hell, right? Baby, how you feeling? All right, nice and controlled. Keep it moving. You're coming in at that first 30 seconds, a little over. Keep the arms moving, keep the chest lifted. You got it right here, let's go. All right, so I'm getting breathless now. This is tough. We got 1 minute left on the run. We're gonna get 1 minute left on the recovery. So I want you to try and finish this interval strong. We got about 40 seconds left. So keep it moving strong. Keep the chest lifted. If you are walking, you're again walking at that high intensity. Hey! Give me another 30 seconds right here. Final 20. Straight through. Again, you're gonna slow this down to your jog. You're gonna slow it down to your walk if that's where you're at. 10 seconds. Last 8. Last 6. Last 4. 3. 2. Last 1. Slow it down. All right, we got one interval left after this. We will cool it down together with that jog or that walk on the other side. You guys are doing great. This is not an easy workout whatsoever. 30 minutes of anything is tough. So we got 1 minute here. Again, we will transition. And we will take off together in about 30 seconds. So do not be discouraged now. That 2 minutes is gonna go by fast. And we've all done this together, right? You've done it with me. We've done it together. All right, 10 seconds, we're taking off. Last interval. I'm crossing a street. So I'm gonna be careful here. Last 5. We're going 4, 3, 2, 1, 2 minutes on, let's go. So control the breath. Last 2 minute interval. Everything else on the other side is nice and easy. We got 1:30 to go. You're strong. You're proud, you're tall. Keep it going. All right, 2 minutes. We got 1 minute to go. Let's go. Keep it moving. Big breath. We're almost there. So this is the hardest interval. You know, you've got about a minute left. less than a minute left. We got the recovery on the other side. And then we'll jog that out. Walk it out at the end on the other side. So give me 30 seconds right here. Last 30. Last 25 seconds. Again, you're running that interval hard. You're moving your arms. You're driving through your legs. 20 seconds left right here. All right, last 10 seconds. I don't care if your neighbors think you're crazy. Mine do. Definitely do with my headphones on, walking around everywhere. Last 5, last 4, 3, 2, last 1. Jog it out, walk it out. So you're nice and controlled. You're on that recovery. Just try and keep moving forward. Big breath in. Make sure you exhale. This is your recovery. We will finish with a easy jog, walk to finish. Same amount of time, that 8 minutes that we started with. So interval work, we got in about 18 minutes. So with that 8 minute warm up we did, 26. We'll do that cool down a little bit shorter here. So on the other side, I'm gonna give you about 2 minutes to jog at a little bit of a faster intensity than we're recovering right here. If you're walking, I just want you to speed up your walk a little bit. So we're gonna go for about 2 minutes. We'll walk a minute, and then I'm gonna release you and you are done. So what a feeling of accomplishment and pride today. Hopefully you did not stop moving forward. If you had to stop and walk when you wanted to jog, hopefully you learned something about your body today. You learned about what you can and cannot do as far as pushing. And you'll come back different tomorrow. So either way, be proud in the moment. Know that tomorrow you might not feel as strong, but you'll remember this feeling. And know that if you're discouraged today, that you may feel proud tomorrow. Just gotta keep up, keep getting up. Keep moving forward. All right, we're gonna go another minute here at this little jog. It's a little bit faster walk. We'll finish with a nice 1 minute walk to finish. And you would really be great if you got interactive on Strava with this too. Share your routes that you run with this interval run. Challenge people to try and hit a higher mileage than you did in this 30 minutes. We're trying at least just get active. So maybe you're not competing with somebody, but rather you're just trying to get somebody to move who doesn't really care to move as much as you think they want to. So we got about 30 seconds left here. We're going to walk this out for a minute. Keep moving. Don't turn me off yet. I know you're ready to. I know you're already thinking about what you have to do next. But cool down and recovery is important, and so is stretch. 15 seconds. We're going to walk this out. 10. Go 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2. Walk it out. All right, so I say stretch is important. I'm not going to lead you through a stretch after this workout because it's hard for you to kind of visualize what I'm saying. But I am going to direct you to the SweatNet streaming page where they offer a wide variety of stretch and yoga classes that you can filter. Or you can connect with somebody who's on that page or listed at a studio. It's a great option. All right, we're going to stay here for another 30 seconds walking. I'm going to end this by saying how thankful I am that you decided to join me for this interval workout. How awesome it is that you are moving. You're moving outdoors or indoors. And you're having fun, hopefully. 20 seconds left. We'll stop. You guys did great today. 10 seconds. Last 8. Last 6. 4. 3. 2. Let it go. Give yourself a virtual high five with me. Don't be embarrassed. Some people will know that's what you're doing, right? I don't know. Totally appreciate you guys. If you have any questions about anything, any ideas for different routes, for different runs, for different interval workouts, or just workouts in general to keep you moving, go ahead and shoot us a message, comment, share. You can find me at www.jendufresne.com, J-E-N-D-U-F-R-E-S-N-E. Thanks again. Have a great day.